Bolero. Centuries old, it is a Spanish-inspired Afro-Cuban dance whose music has deep roots in South Los Angeles, an area represented by City Councilwoman Jan Perry.
I personally love bolero music. Very beautiful, very slow, very romantic. You can hear the beat right now. That's kind of a typical bolero beat, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Boleros reconnect people with their past.
I grew up with boleros, and you know, it's always nice to go back in time.
My family's Colombian, so this type of music they're really familiar with. And my mom, you know, she loves it. That's what she grew up listening to.
Yari More is a band leader who performs boleros.
Bolero is a style of music that has been for centuries. And we're trying to bring it back because it's kind of dying.
New groups are emerging and gaining popularity within the genre. Groups like the one you've been listening to, Marisol y Los Hermanos Carlos.
My grandfather came from Mexico and he put a shop at Olversud, and I grew up there, and that's where I learned about boleros because there's a lot of trios over there. And the guys started playing there when they were young. And we learned on the street, you know?
They fell in love with the music.
Very romantic, nostalgic music. At least the lyrics. That's why I like it. That's why I liked it since I was a kid, because I was very romantic, you know? It's like the perfect music to talk to a lover. Amor, amor, que te pintas de cualquier color. You can share it with your mom, with your grandmother, with your boyfriend or with your girlfriend, because it's just beautiful.
Twin brothers and guitarist Roberto and Jose Carlos and singer Marisol Hernandez eventually tried out for Yari More and the South Los Angeles Bolero Festival.
The first time, they didn't hire us. We just wanted a chance to play our boleros because we like boleros. So we wanted a chance. So then the second year, Yari, he hired us, and we were like all happy, excited. And every year, we're more excited because, well, he remembers us. And that means that he likes our music.
Marisol y Los Hermanos Carlos and Yari More continue to perform in South L.A. in hopes that they'll inspire future bolero singers.
Bolero is such a big, popular, like, genre, but at the same time, not a lot of young people know it because they're, like, into reggaeton and I don't know what else.
That's our goal, for the new generation to absorb this music, and maybe, you know, they fell in love with the music and be the next bolero singer.
It's inspiring to see not just older people, but young people making music.
Councilwoman Perry hosts the annual South Los Angeles Bolero Festival.
I think it gives people some hope, optimism. It makes the parents remember why they kind of fell in love, why they came here.
I think it's a great event. And it should get more support from the community. It's very rare that we have events like this that just focus on a boleros.
I think a lot more people are taking an interest in this community, and that's a good thing. They realize that there's a yearning here, there's an interest, there's a desire to learn, a desire for exposure, and really a willingness to turn out.
Marisol says they'll be at the next Bolero Festival, furthering their music and their home.
This is where we're from. This is where we start. This is, and bring more people, hopefully. And hopefully one day have like a big, big, big following and see, we're going to be at the Bolero Festival and have all these people here. Right? Wouldn't that be cool? That would be great.
The next Bolero Festival is planned for late September 2008. Sam Farber, Annenberg Radio News.